Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sorwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Ann Harris of Harris & Harris Dentistry about National Children's Dental Health Month. This is part one of a two-part interview. So February is coming to a close, but it is National Children's Dental Health Month. So as a dentist, what can you tell me about kids keeping good care of their teeth?
I think the biggest thing is that dentistry and preventive care has really evolved in the last 50 years, and Children's Dental Health Month is probably about 50 years old, I would say. And most of the time, like for my own self, I would go to the dentist when I went to school, where now the trend is trying to get children to see the dentist at a much earlier age in order to have a more preventive attitude and to avoid some conditions such as baby bottle caries that sometimes occurred with, you know, children who were two and under. The baby teeth or the primary teeth start to erupt about 6 months of age, and they're usually all the way erupted by the age of 2 or 24 months. But all children are a little bit different. So a lot of times now I am seeing children who are maybe 3 and under for a first check versus seeing them at 5 or 6 when they start to kindergarten.
How much care do kids really need to have with their baby teeth considering they're not permanent teeth?
Well, I think baby teeth provide some really important functions for just overall health. And treating children, like if they get diseased, like cavities in little children, is much more an expensive process because a lot of times they need to be hospitalized if they're little. So that's why, you know, the preventive effort is really important. Seeing problems when they're little and they can be treated without major, you know, it's not that the dentistry is so hard, it's that the child can't cooperate with the dentist. So that's why this big move is to try to treat children young. Baby teeth are important if they start to fall out, you know, if they have a lot of disease or they have to be extracted, then that affects the permanent teeth, which of course we only have another set. So baby teeth are important with diet, whether it's baby teeth or permanent teeth. If your mouth hurts, people do not eat very well, nutrition can become an issue. And space, like I said, for the permanent teeth, language, a lot of children, you need your teeth to start forming letters and correct speech. So baby teeth are important. We're lucky that they only have to last us till we're about 12 years old. But between, you know, 6 and 12, a lot of things can happen. So you want to be proactive and preventive so you don't have to do a lot of treatment. So that's where I think, you know, regular dental care is important. Daily brushing of the teeth is really important. Using a fluoride toothpaste is important in the fact that fluoride helps to remineralize any beginning cavities. It helps to reharden any places that have started to break down or what we call decalcify. So there's fluoride in your toothpaste. There's naturally occurring fluoride in Washington's water. There is fluoride rinses, and there's prescription fluoride toothpastes. A lot of our Head Start or our preschools now, we can put fluoride varnishes on children's teeth to kind of, again, stay ahead of the decay and stay ahead of the disease. Because without a doubt, the stress of treating little children is stressful on the parents, it's stressful on the child, and it increases the cost of care for all of this.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dr. Ann Harris. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sorwinski with KCII News.